Windborne by J.C. Renolfsen. There were two sisters, so the story goes, dark and light, red and white, child of a summer wind and child of a winter dream, and one bear, brown as autumn, gentle as spring. The sisters took the brown bear in, gave him shelter, gave him food, slept against him through the cold night, tumbled with him in the morning, and saw him out the door. His fur snagged under the lintel. Sister Dream saw treasure within. Sister Wind smelled freedom without. She kept the patch caught on the nail, dreamed with it under her pillow. It was a spell, of course, enchantment wrought by greed, malice, the small, shriveled soul of envy, whose long white hair wrapped round everything it could reach. Sister Summer tried to untangle it. Sister Winter tamed it with scissors, snipping away inconsequentials. But greed had nothing else to hoard. Malice had nothing else to break. Envy had nothing else to covet, and so turned on them, spitting curses, hurling rage. But the sisters had weakened the soul, and the bear killed it, became a prince, just one, fair as day, fine as gold. Sister Snow looked on him and smiled. Sister Rose ran fur between her fingers and said nothing. They lived in the palace, the sisters and the prince. He married the light, spoke of a brother lost to the dark, wished he could find his way home. "What drew you to us?" asked Sister Red, and he told her, "The roses in your garden, sweet and wild, rich and mild. A bear's sense of smell is keen." So she planted roses in the courtyard, white for her pale sister, yellow for the bright prince, pink for their baby coming, and red. It took them 7 years to grow, to bloom, to perfume the very cobblestones under Sister Summer's watchful eye, Sister Wind's purposeful hands. And when they bloomed, she cut one with her sister's silver scissors, picked one red as she, plucked the petals and scattered them, watched them drift through the gate. She waited and the wind turned. She waited and darkness fell. She waited and in through the gate came snow, came breathless cold, came a silver bear with the prince's eyes. "I cannot stay," he said. And she answered, "Neither can I, so I sent for you." "I am cursed," he said. And she answered, "As am I, so I go with you." "I am not like my brother," he said. "I will break the spell and still wander. That is my way." And she answered, "I am not like my sister. My curse has been waiting, though the wind calls me to walk. That is my way." "Then we are suited," he said. And she answered, "We are," and climbed on his back to follow the wind.